This is at AGL, Tobias.
I'll take that question, Stephen. All parties with good amounts of equity are invited to apply.
Now, it's a difficult situation with John as well. He's been on the board since October 2006. All the same arguments apply that apply to Len. He's admitted that they made some mistakes. He's chairman of the Audit and Risk Committee, and clearly we've totally blundered our risk management on this company. Equally, he's got great energy experience with AGL, and if we flick Babcock's, he's exactly the sort of guy who we probably should have on this board as an independent director. So I'd like to hear specifically from John, before I actually cast my vote, do you think this company would be better off if we completely severed our relationship with Babcock and Brown?
Stephen, we run an externally managed model. Right at the moment, that model is coming under a lot of question. In the private equity markets, it does work. In the public markets, it is coming under question. It is fair to say that shareholders are not happy with the Babcock model. My view is if we make use of the Babcock expertise that is available to us and we make use of it properly, and we as a board make sure that we try and keep ahead of the curve as opposed to observing, then we can use Babcock's experience and their expertise appropriately. Now that means quite clearly we need to make sure that we pay for services given in a manner that is open and that we have a good questioning of the price that we pay. That said, Babcock can produce something, but again, it's up to the board to make sure that we get value for money.